AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Tuna.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Hello, people who listen to podcasts. How are you feeling? It's Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Nuna. You alright?
I'm feeling fine and dandy. Because guess why?
Why?
Guess what I found in my pocket?
Oh, it's a purple snack.
It is a purple snack.
It's not as funny as the time you pulled a pancake out of your pocket.
No, this is true.
I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on an amazing achievement, and it's possibly the best I've seen from you, and that your car is evenly spaced in a parking space today.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, your wheels are turned all the way to the right, but sure, look, you'll get there in the end.
Yeah, okay. Thanks
very much. So congratulations.
Thanks very much for being so condescending about my parking. The next!
I just said...
You parked in an even space. Like, well, I don't care. I'm going to park across the lines, outside the lines from now on, just to annoy you.
Back to normal then tomorrow. Una goes all out for getting votes for awards. She went above and beyond.
Sure did.
I don't know if you heard yesterday, or maybe even earlier on this morning, we were talking about Una has been going around forcing us to vote for her for the company awards.
Listen, I don't think it's too much to ask for, okay? I want to be known as the most inspirational colleague, and I'll tell you why, right?
Yeah.
I've never won anything, right? Not the lotto, not an argument, nothing. So it's about time in my life. And you know, you have to go for what you want.
You really do.
You do.
You know?
So I'm going for this.
And that you going for this is inspirational as it is anyway. It's the best thing you can come up with that.
I'm kind of like Catherine Connolly. Do you know what I mean? Huh? Yeah, our president.
Why?
Oh, I just... there's a lot
you
of...
need to explain that one. Or maybe we just leave it at that. I'm kind of like Catherine Kelly. All right, well, I'm kind of like Michael D. Higgins. I like big dogs. And I cannot lie. So you literally did go above and beyond yesterday, which is like, you know, which is kind of like part of the recognition of this award. To try and get people to nominate you. And you went around campaigning, basically. You were only short of giving people little badges to say, vote for Luna. You did doorstep Shane and Ella from Big Hall Shane and Ella the weekends here on iRadio. And first up, you basically lambasted Shane.
Do you know that there's an award for most inspirational colleague?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I had a few ideas.
So,
there's a few names going on in my head. Are you allowed to vote for yourself?
No, you're not allowed to vote for yourself, Shane. That you're not allowed to vote for yourself.
Okay, this is about to get really weird and awkward. Because I don't know if you've read the employee handbook. You're not allowed to touch people, Una.
That's a fine big muscle there now.
You can't touch people, Una, and comment on their body parts.
That's a fine big muscle. Have you been working out?
That's very inspiring.
You're a rugby player, aren't you?
I am indeed.
You could play for Ireland. Do you know that? You could play for Ireland. Move over, Matt Hansen. We got a Shane in town. Look at those guns. Wow.
I was one of the most responsible. Actually.
What, most responsible?
Yeah, that's why I had you down for it.
Most responsible? Yeah. Me? Oh my God. No, I'm inspiring you to do what you want in life, and I think you could play for Ireland.
Yeah, okay, I'll think about it.
I got you, kid. I got you.
Sounds quite terrified. Like, are you actually squeezing his arm? Are you, you know, like an auntie who's trying to give you
I was just giving him a compliment.
You're holding on to his arm.
I was inspiring him to reach for the stars and go for his dreams of playing for Ireland. That's what I was doing. I was proving to him that I'm inspiring.
It felt like you were inspiring him to reach for his mouse and click on vote for Una.
Well, that's that as well, you know.
And then straight over to Ella.
You look stunning today. Your skin is glowing. What are you doing with your
yourself?
Just washing it.
Just what?
Moisturiser as well.
What are you doing? It's just, I'm like, you don't have a wrinkle or a pore. Oh my God, look at that beautiful glowing skin.
Don't have wrinkles, I'm 23.
You don't have a wrinkle in your... I'm 23!
Anyway. Oh, wow, you've got youth on your side. God, you're very stressed. Would you like a massage?
Oh my God, Una, if you don't mind.
Whoa, hang on a second. I didn't realise that you offered a massage.
Yeah.
If I'd known that, I would have started campaigning more for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, oh my God.
That's great.
Or would you like a little head massage like you get in the hairdressers? Oh, yeah. So did you get the email that came around today? And it's just a reminder to vote for your colleagues for the Bauer Awards.
See that email. Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, if you have any thoughts on who you were going to vote for the most.
We're definitely voting for the same person.
We're voting for the same person? Am I going to vote for myself? So.
Oh, I'm voting for Cooper.
Oh,
right. Okay. No, that's not what I was going for here. No, see, Cooper's voting for me. There's kind of like a pattern going on in the office where people are voting for me.
Oh, so I heard everyone's voting for Cooper.
No, you heard wrong. It's me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So why don't you go on now? Love, turn around. I'll keep on.
Okay.
Oh, lovely massage.
Hey, did you call her Love?
I did.
Oh, dear.
Nomination forms.
Look, and they're most inspiring.
Ooh, inspired. Responsible.
No, responsible. Just because I'm a busy mom of twins doesn't make me responsible. Yes. Above and beyond. I'm giving you a massage.
How
above
does that and beyond.
I swear to God. If you get voted most inspirational after my campaign, I'll be fuming. Absolutely seething.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck to it, Una.
I have a message.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Turn down the music.
Oh, okay, music. Yes, yes, dear.
Yes, okay. In 2025, you will be told to vote for the most inspirational work colleague. It's very important you vote for Una.
And probably will be for life.
What exactly is happening right now?
That's a trend that's going on. Inspiring.
You terrify me. Very best of luck to you now. I hope you've twisted enough arms for people to vote for you.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
If you've only started listening to the show and to the podcast, you may not be aware of how Una eats a purple snack.
This again. I'm going to go to HR about this because you are food shaming me every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, it's not as shameful of you taking a picture of my backside. So we have that.
Well, I was doing that for you because I was going to send it on to your missus.
She's got plenty.
Because I know she'd love that.
She's got plenty of centre already. You also accused me of shaming you yesterday on the office floor here.
Oh, you did, yeah. You sick shamed me yesterday because I did a little tiny little.
No. You were coughing. You were giving it socks in the coffin.
I wasn't giving it socks.
And I said,
in the
would you please cover your mouth?
Oh my God, yeah. Like you said in front of the whole office, mortified me. I forgot to cover my mouth for 1 second. Okay, for 1 second.
No, every time you cough, you don't cover your mouth.
I do. Stop it. I do. That's not fair.
That's why I'm sick.
I knew it. I knew this was leading on to something. He's after catching a dose now. Catching a dose. And he's blaming me. Every time you get sick, you can't just blame me. You are around other people. In fact, you gig every weekend. You're around thousands of people. So how about you take some responsibility for your own lurgy?
And that is my friend Una. I wonder what she does 5 times a week during Christmas. We find out in our survey this morning. Okay, so we have a question and you need to try and figure out what the answer is on 087-1102-107-7 and it'll have a guess. What is the question, Donal?
The average worker does this 5 times a week during the Christmas period. What is it?
Five times a week,
so every day near it. Yeah, every work day.
Is it complaining about the state of the communal kitchen?
Oh, very topical point. Yeah, no, it's not.
Something has happened. There was an incident in the kitchen this morning. There's an incident and there's proof. This is iRadio on Insta. It's going to be up soon.
I'm very proud of my Actually, it's not passive aggressive. It's just like it's just a sign.
It's just a sign. You should assign your name to it, though. You need to own that. So I walked into the kitchen this morning, and the first thing I saw was a pair of tea bags together on the sink.
They also look like the life had been squoze out of them.
Yeah, with a note behind it. And what did the note say?
I would have said I walked in, thought the same thing. The note said, "Let me just look at my picture of it."
Would you like me to move the bin closer to you?
Would it help if we moved the bin closer to here just for you? Love it. I was proud of it.
It's just I care too much about our environment and the... Anyways, at that...
No.
People could think that you care too much, or they could think, oh my God, you're a man. Seriously, pain in the bum, you know?
I just question what the state of people's houses like working this building. Do I mean?
It's not a man.
Okay. What's the question?
You're the type of person that would write their name on their box of cornflakes so no one else would go and eat it.
True. The average type of person who steals people's cornflakes.
The average worker does this 5 times a week during the Christmas
period. Who peed in your
conflict?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Donald.
You
sorry.
Did.
Wow.
Didn't go near your cornflakes. Sorry, Donald. I apologise.
You're fine. The average worker does this 5 times a week during the Christmas period. What is it?
Bring in chocolates into work and be like, hoo-ha, come on, it's Christmas. Yeah. I did it last night in the shop. I bought a box of truffles because I was like, it's Christmas.
You bought?
I bought a box of truffles.
Where are they?
For €4. €4 for about six of them.
You're avoiding my question I've asked 3 times
They're
now.
In my belly. In my belly.
Just like the box of chocolates that arrived in the post from the people who have the TV magazine. And this envelope arrives with myself and Una's name. Ooh, what's this? Pulls out a box of chocolates, starts opening them and shoveling them into her mouth. These are lovely. Who sent these in? I'm like... I said, you didn't even look at the note or the message or whatever.
No, I didn't. It went straight for the chocolates. They were delicious.
Anyway, is that the answer?
No, no, okay. It's not.
I don't even know what the guess was. The question was. What was the question?
Average worker does this about 5 times a week during the Christmas period. What is it?
Is it talk about sex?
No.
Okay, it's not DJ Craig Gorman and Rain Radio then. Alright, what were we asking this morning, Don?
The average worker does this 5 times a week during the Christmas period. What is it?
This is a great guess. Who's this from? An 087-110-207. D Burns. Is it check their bank account?
Oh, yeah. Seeing it go down and
I'm doing it daily now.
Yes.
I don't go near it. It makes me sad. So I don't like it.
Oh, it makes me sad too, but yeah. I have
stop
to...
Stop doing it.
You kind of have to check it because before you go and you're in your shop and you've a couple of presents in your hand and you go, do you actually have money for this? And you go, you stand in line, you check your bank account and you're like, all right, okay, well, we starve tonight, but you're lucky somebody will get something nice as a treat for their secret
Santa.
You
know what? You could make that all better by playing bank card roulette. You don't know how much is in, and you know what?
What's bank card roulette?
So if you like me, if you don't check your bank balance because you're like, oh, frightened, ew, and it makes you sad, and you go up to pay for something, and it works, you're like, woohoo, yes, it worked, yeehaw.
So how the hell do you do that? Because anytime I'm anywhere in, I don't know what it is, anytime I'm anywhere in public with you, people know who you are, and you play bank card roulette. Are you just hoping that maybe somebody might buy it for you?
No.
She's up there at the front. She's just at the front of the till at Aldi. She's like, I have no money. Like, we knew this has happened. Somebody's like, come on, let's chip in for doing the shopping. You know she's a busy mom of twins.
It's better than looking at your bank account going,
the kids got one of these, Kevin, the carrots. Have you got one of those?
Is that it?
No. Just play it.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky in Sligo.
I was going to say, ask somebody how to do in the 12 pubs this week, but it's probably more than likely lying to the boss.
Lying to their boss. 5 times a week.
Why would you lie to your boss?
This time of year, maybe that brings it out. Yeah, no, it's not the answer. Do you have any more guesses?
No. Sorry, my brain is starting to slow down and to stop working right today.
It's all right. Close to Christmas. It's fine, yeah. The average worker goes shopping online for Christmas presents for other people in work time 5 times a week.
So it's nearly lying to your boss.
Well, yeah, in a way.
For other people.
Yeah. Oh, bit of both. Bit for yourself, bit for you, bit for them.
So you're doing your online shopping when you're meant to be at work?
Yeah.
Shocking. Who would even think of doing that? Una. Huh? Una. Una.
Yes.
Would you stop? Get off Amazon and come over here, will you?
Are you on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Beautiful sound. Still getting through that purple sound. We had lots of fun this morning on Rhyme It. Did somebody get a higher score than 8? Let's have a listen to Ashley from Mayo. Here we go.
Rhyme it, just a little bit. No, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Ashley, who's in Cong in County Mayo. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much. You're in the beautiful part of the country. Absolutely love it there with Ashford Castle.
I knew you were going to drop Ashford Castle.
Oh, Ashford Castle is amazing.
Did you stay there?
I was very lucky to stay there. I was performing at an event there and I was welcome as a guest for the people who are performing it.
Oh, very nice. I'd love to go.
And when I say performing, I was pressing buttons and playing music at speakers with flashing lights. DJing, as you might call it.
I hear they do a fabulous afternoon tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Be too notion-y for me now.
You'd love it now because they might have cucumber sandwiches.
I love cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off. Oh, stop it. You couldn't be dealing with this. Kira, you did a Christmas party recently. I believe there was no drama.
Her name's Ashley.
No,
what did I say?
All good vibes.
All good vibes.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
That's unfortunate because you do like a bit of scandal at the Christmas party, don't you?
Oh,
you
know what I mean? A bit of scandal, yeah.
And when nothing's happened,
very well behaved.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing.
I know, yeah.
Because usually there's a, you know, an old schnog that shouldn't have happened, or you know, a load of gossip to get you going through the year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But sure, I wouldn't be able to tell anyways.
This is true. Oh. All right, listen, are you ready to play Rhyme It this morning?
I think so, yeah.
Score of 8. We have a score of 8 to beat, which is the top score. And I wish you the best of luck. The word that you're rhyming with this morning is?
Pace. P-A-C-E. Pace.
Pace.
Yeah, pace.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, your 30 seconds start now.
Spots have broken out all over my what?
Pace. Pace.
I wish I had one of these on my teeth when I was younger.
Brace.
I always have one of these up my sleeve.
Skip.
I love speakers with strong low end what?
Brace.
I tripped over my untied what yesterday.
Brace.
I would love to float around in a rocket here.
Time's up.
Oh.
That was unlucky. You got 3 on that one. I've always had one of these up my sleeve. You said lace, and they were just like, I don't know, move on. It was an ace up my sleeve is what we're looking for.
Oh, okay.
And that threw you, and it cost you a few seconds on the old countdown there. That's listen, good. You got 3, and I think the main thing is that we had fun and getting to know you on the radio.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Did you have a nice time?
I did, thank you.
Excellent. Well, listen, come here. You're heading off to Clifton this weekend, are you?
Yeah, so pretty crack there.
So is there anybody you'd like to wish a happy birthday to?
My mom, she, Traxa is her name, and she's going to be 54.
Oh, nice. Well,
happy birthday, Traxa.
Happy birthday, mom. And also, did your mom ever tell you, don't be telling everybody on the in the country
how old
age.
She is.
She'll be grand.
She will. All right, listen, lovely to talk to you and enjoy your weekend. All right, take care.
Bye, Ashley.
There you go. So currently, James is still in the lead to win the contents of Una's drawers. He is more excited than anyone in the world now because who knows what's going to be in there. But if you reckon you can beat that score of 8 tomorrow, 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I absolutely love this, especially the story that you got sent in about the person and the toothbrush and the peeing and the driving and the car and the...
It's wild. It's a great story. I love it.
It is amazing and we do listen.
And but we don't judge.
Thursdays is... We listen and we don't judge. What's going on, Una?
Okay, brace yourselves. Okay. Now remember, what is this? What is this called?
We listen and we don't judge. But we might.
Okay. Hi, guys. I need to get something off my chest. It's actually so bad. I can't stop thinking about it and the guilt is eating me up. I live with my best friend
and her new boyfriend has basically moved in with us. Just to be clear, I can't stand him. I do not think he's a nice person. He's always super rude to me and makes me feel like a third wheel in my own house. He's messier than anyone I've ever met, and he doesn't pay rent or contribute to the bills. The straw that broke the camel's back happened last week. He used my car to go to the shops without me knowing. Ooh. And then I got a speeding ticket.
Speeding ticket?
Even though I wasn't driving it. He owned up to it, but he's refusing to pay the fine. Wow. I wanted to get my own back. So I decided that I would do a wee on his toothbrush.
Oh my God.
And put it back.
What is going on in the world?
But something happened. I later realized that I peed on the wrong toothbrush. I actually peed on my friend's toothbrush, and obviously she has used it since.
Oh God.
I feel awful.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you see what I did there? Okay. Sorry. Wow. Okay. So, why? Why are you pee? Why? What?
Well, you know what I mean. I can understand the sentiment of why she did it.
Mm.
Your man seems like he's a very rude and obnoxious person.
Yeah.
And then to take her car out without telling her.
Yeah. Okay. So there's the rude, obnoxious, and ass-hashiness of your man, and unfortunately, people like that, it's very hard to change. But going as far as peeing on somebody's toothbrush is more than that's going way over the top.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Now, in fairness, like he should fess up about the speeding ticket.
Yeah.
But like peeing on his toothbrush, oh my God.
I know people who have done that.
Get in the scene. Nobody does that. Nobody apart from this person. What, really?
People have done worse.
Stop.
As in with a toothbrush, rubbed it around the toilet.
Am I living in a parallel universe? Something. Yeah. What is going on?
I know in college, a few of the lads put fish into a mattress. They opened a hole in, his name was, I can't remember his name. Anyway, in this man's mattress.
Like fish from the butcher's
fish? From the, yeah, yeah. Okay. And that it was the summertime and it was really, really hot.
Oh, God.
And he couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. Yeah. So people can do crazy things.
The worst I've heard in comparison to that was somebody put like, whatchamacallit, like cress seeds, you know, like watercress.
Yeah.
Under the couch and a little bit of water. And it'll grow in carpet.
What is wrong with people?
But peeing on someone. Oh no.
Okay, so listen, she feels bad about it now, but I think that it's unfortunate that it was her friends that she got mixed up with the toothbrushes. It wasn't his. I mean, if it was his, she'd be like R-E-S-P-E-C-T, but it's her friends, so that's why she's fessing up and she feels bad. But listen, each to their own, and, you know, I'm not saying it's okay to wee on anyone's toothbrush. You know what I mean? Don't look at me like that.
I'm saying it's not okay to wee on anybody's toothbrush.
But, you know.
But I suppose this feature is called We
Listen and we don't judge. Now, what I want to know is,
mm-hmm.
I want to know, anyone else has been in a situation where they felt the need to wee on someone's toothbrush? Yeah. Or if they or did worse. Or, you know, did something like the fish incident. Just to get revenge on someone. Yeah. Come on, fess up. Confess.
087-1102-107. We listen.
And we don't judge.
You got a message in, and it's really, really kicked off with the amount of mad messages that we're getting in off the back of this.
Yeah, so a girl lives with her best friend, and she doesn't like her best friend's boyfriend. He's really rude. He doesn't pay any rent, doesn't contribute to the bills, but he's always there. And the straw that broke the camel's back happened last week. He used her car to go to the shops. Oof. And then got a speeding ticket and is refusing to pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl decided to get her revenge in I suppose you could call it petty and very, very gross. She did a wee on what she thought was his toothbrush. But in fact, it wasn't his toothbrush. It ended up being her best friend's toothbrush. And now she feels really, really, really bad.
Do you though?
She does.
Of course. So. Okay, so this is something that we are not going to judge you on, but there is a bit of reaction on this, especially when it came down to not reporting the
the speeding fine, because he's not going to fess up to it, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Simple fix to the speeding fine is if she knows his name and address, just send it off in his name and address. There's a piece on it that you can do that. Problem solved.
I did not know you could just
excellent,
do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah.
So, next time you get a parking ticket, just send it to Donald's house.
Yeah. Oh.
On the topic of the fish.
Oh, yeah, because you were saying that you know somebody who had a whole lot of fish in somebody's mattress.
In someone's mattress in college, yeah, and it was a really warm summer.
What?
And they couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from.
Where's it coming from? Where's the smell of rotten fish coming from?
Not me, actually. My dad. Now, my dad went to school in the 70s, and when we were kids, he had a friend called Kipper, and we never knew why this friend was called Kipper.
Kipper or Cooper?
Kipper.
Oh, Kipper, as in like...
In the fish.
Until one day, he revealed that himself and Kipper, when they were in school, got some kippers and stuffed them down the back of the radiator of their least favourite teacher when they were kids. And I think it took them weeks to figure out where the smell was coming from. Bearing in mind, my dad went to a very strict all boys school in Belfast, so you can imagine how that might have gone down.
Not gone down too well. Wow. You gotta be.
What a stinky classroom.
We did get a message. This person will not send a voice note and doesn't think we're going to read this out on air, but we're going to read it anyway.
Go on.
I know someone that peed in someone's deep fat fryer.
Why?
Okay, now brace yourselves. We had to disguise this person's voice and yes. Cannot say the name because they got sweet revenge in a very...
On the next.
Yeah.
I did, in fact, send a lot of... This was back in the 90s now. I sent a lot. Sent my ex up for a lot of...
Any guesses?
Ready?
Go on.
Fetish equipment magazines.
Fetish equipment magazines.
So he had them all sent to his house.
All to his house, yeah.
It was a lot that I signed him up for.
How much?
I don't regret a single thing.
That's brilliant.
Pettiness of it.
Oh,
It's innocent enough, though, isn't it? But like, you're just going
to
be
like,
know
what kind of fetish equipment?
Are you looking for the names of the magazines? Is that what?
No. I just want to know what you sent to him.
Yeah. What comes from those type of magazines, Una? You're the one who knows.
I don't know. Oh, so good. I love the pettiness of it. Yeah. Oh.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
It's getting very close to the end of the week. That means somebody's going to win the contents of Una's drawers. They'd want to hurry up and win it, though, because you are going through those purple snacks like no business.
I am. I'm having two a day recently. It's shocking.
Is it all?
Yeah.
You've cut down, have you?
No, I need to get it back down to one a day. It's an addiction.
This is Truth or Trash.
Truth
or Trash.
Yeah? Good. All right. Donald, you're up first for Truth or Trash. What have you got for us?
Today, my fact is Scotland has 421 different words for snow, which could be coming soon for all we know.
Schnatter.
400 and what?
421 words for snow.
I'm going to say that's true, you know.
Yeah? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, are we talking Scotland? We're, like,
the Gaelic?
The Gaelic.
As in, the country has 421 words for snow.
So each, yeah, like all the different regions and villages and like, I do white stuff. That type of thing.
Like just the word snow.
Snoo? Snow.
I don't know if they mean accents.
I don't know. I'm saying trash.
Yeah,
I'm locking that in.
I'm going to say true.
Okay, lock it in.
Locked. It is true, yeah. 421 words. Some examples of them are skeff, sneezel.
Go through them all.
I've not got 421. Spitters.
Spitters.
Feefle.
Look at it. Feefle in the spitters.
Findricken.
Findricken.
Yeah, and many more.
It's Findricken's...
the Findricken's coming down.
That's nice.
You like Findricken.
I don't. All right. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's my thing? All right. This is good. All right.
What is wrong with you now?
Go on.
In the USA, to have your face on a stamp, you must be dead. Okay? And in the 90s, for a part of a music icon series, they wanted to put Tupac on a stamp. But it was refused because of the amount of people who believe Tupac is still alive. Oh. Hit him with a little ghetto gospel.
Ghetto gospel. That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true as well, yeah.
Lock it in. No, I made that up.
Made it up?
Yeah, I made it up.
That's good, a good one. Good.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hadders.
Thanks very much. All right, my unhinged friend.
All right.
I want more snow words. Go.
I like, only get the five examples. Right,
okay, so we were talking earlier about the girl who messaged in for We Listen and We Don't Judge.
We listen
and we don't judge. And she told us that she hated her best friend's boyfriend.
Hated him so much she peed in his toothbrush.
She decided to do a wee on his toothbrush, but she actually ended up making a mistake and doing a wee on her best friend's toothbrush. So now she actually feels super bad about it. But I have good news for you, right?
Okay.
It's actually not a bad thing.
It's not.
No, because your stomach acid actually destroys anything that may have been in the urine. It's all the bad stuff, gonzo. So it's actually a natural whitening treatment. Romans used urine to whiten their teeth back in the day. I mean, you only have to look at pictures of your man Caligula to know that.
Oh, because they had photographs and cameras back then.
People say there were time travellers back then, but you know, that's a whole nother rabbit hole. And it's actually
what'd
like...
What'd you call me?
What? I said I didn't call you anything.
Oh.
Well, I will call you something now. Pervert. Anyway.
Oh my God.
It's actually like a built-in mouthwash because nothing says minty fresh like eau de toilette.
There are so many levels of no.
What? So many levels of no.
Yeah, so you're saying that the stomach, your stomach acid breaks down whatever it is, the urine that you've drank, yeah?
Yeah.
First off, you're not meant to drink your, what you're brushing your mouth with. You're not meant to drink your toothbrush.
But what are you talking about? The urine is that is passed through your stomach. The acid in it breaks down all the... So when she did the wee on the toothbrush...
Yeah.
The bad stuff was gone.
What bad stuff?
Bacteria.
No. This is nonsense.
Okay.
This is nonsense.
Go on.
I'm saying nonsense.
You're saying trash?
Who brushes their teeth with urine?
The Romans.
They were never... Just because they made nice roads doesn't mean that they made their teeth white.
They were years ahead of their time.
Photographic evidence. Yeah, they had like poop chutes and all that and flush them, washrooms, whatever, yeah?
They had the vomiting rooms.
The what?
You know, where they used to go in and put the feathers down there. Do you remember when Romans, the trend was a massive thing a couple of years ago?
No.
Well, the Romans used to have all these parties. But they were like greedy guts. And
they were.
So when they were full up, they'd go in and put like a feather so they'd vomit. So they could go back in and have more food. Anyway, this is ridiculous. Are you saying truth or trash to my minty fresh eau de toilette? Donald.
I think I've heard the Romans did do that. So just because of that, it could be a bit of column A, bit of column B with you. So I'm going to say true.
Donald is completely right. It is a little from column A.
No.
It's a little from column B.
It's got to be one or the other.
Stomach acid actually does destroy anything bad that has been in the urine.
Yeah, we know that.
That's true. But what do you mean we know that? You just questioned me earlier on.
Yeah, but like you could have a little bit of a bacteria down there and you've peed it on somebody's toothbrush. So it doesn't matter if it's gone through the... oh my God, why are we talking about this on the radio? What has happened again? You trap me into this every single day. I go home. How was school? Good. What you learn? Stuff. How was work today? Well,
I teach you something new every single day.
I don't want to talk about work. It's like I crawl up in a ball and I sit under the table and rock back and forth.
Are you on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that is Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure that you subscribe and follow and share and tell all your friends about it, and we'll do well out of it then.
Okay, remember now, Cooper, don't be peeing on anyone's toothbrush, okay?
Maybe. You brush your teeth yet today?
Ew.
All right, we'll see you in the morning.
Bye.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.